Hello once again to each and all, and welcome to NEMATA, the Sophianic School of Arts and Sciences. This is the main professor coming to you, recording on the 26th of March, 2020. And the title of this unit is War Atrocity Propaganda. Now, I'm taking the exceptional measure to make this unit, text and talk, available to visitors to the school. Now, to be technically exact, a visitor would be anyone who comes across NEMATA and can freely access the landing pages of the site and the menhir. A guest would be a registered visitor. And registered visitors can participate in the Planetary Tantra Forum according to the guidelines, and they can access the material that is in the curriculum panel of the page, the visitor entry page, where you find this talk listed at the top of the panel. War Atrocity Propaganda belongs to a group of units I'm releasing in specific response to the current pandemic mania, the current virus mania sweeping over the planet. So I'll have quite a bit to say about that right here, right now, in the unit that you are accessing. Note carefully that this unit links to a thread of the same name in the Planetary Tantra Forum. And if you register as a guest, you can go and post on that forum with your comments and observations and questions. And I invite you to enter into a lively debate with each other, a lively discussion, but to remain civil and polite. No personal attacks on other people's opinions. And no extraneous links. So to launch right into the material at hand, I'm going to go to the page and follow my own notes. You see, I've made a list of talking points there. So I'll do my best to follow my own notes so that I can ensure the continuity and coherence of this message. So, to begin, coming straight out of the gate, or you could say, coming straight out of the gates, that's an allusion to Bill Gates, of course, who is one of the masterminds behind the current PSYOP known as the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. I call it the Wuchan Wuwu. Some people call it the Jew flu. Be careful what you call it. Call it by playful and mischievous names. And be careful not to repeat verbatim, even in your mind or in a spoken form, the mantra of mindless memes and phrases that are being disseminated in order to uphold this PSYOP. For instance, measures taken to prevent the spread of the virus. Don't say that. Confirmed cases. Don't say that. Fatalities from the virus. Don't say that. You can say fatalities attributed to the virus. And you can say fatalities falsely attributed to the virus. Rather than say confirmed cases, you can say the rigged numbers of confirmed cases. So when you think about this virus and talk about it, do not mindlessly repeat the talk that you hear coming through the mainstream media. I advise that everyone who wants to get a grip, if you'll pardon the allusion, that's a pun in English. The grip is another word for the virus, la grippe in French. I advise everyone who wants to get a grip on this virus psyop to return continually to the formula of Swandeva, the instruction of Swandeva in this simple sentence. The narrative of the virus is the virus. Therefore, do not mindlessly repeat the language of the narrative and be mischievous and inventive and playful in what you call this virus, this alleged phantom pestilence. Now, there is a pestilence operating on the planet. Oh, indeed, there is. And in fact, that pestilence is behind the pestilence, the plague, the pandemia being spread through the media and coming from the authorities. Indeed, so speaking from the core of Gnostic intel and coming right out of the gates, that is to say, coming out in frontal confrontation to Bill Gates and the other masterminds of this psyop, those who are pushing for mandatory universal vaccination, I can tell you this, by way of letting you know exactly where I'm coming from. I maintain that there is no such virus. In fact, viruses don't exist. So I advise you to study the material coming from the genre of German New Medicine as background material, essential background studies, virus mania in particular. So, first of all, I deny that such a virus exists. Therefore, this is a hoax. On the other hand, once again, coming to you from the core Gnostic intel, I can assure you that there is one kind of viral infection operating on this planet, one and one only. I have called it the archontic infection way back in August of 2014. You may refer to it as the archontic plague. German New Medicine informs us that so-called viruses do not exist. Rather, there is a certain type of microbial activity in the human body which is natural to the human animal, natural to the support system, or what I call the SARS, which is again a trope referring to a previously alleged virus. SARS, S-A-R-S, support and recovery system. So you all, as human animals, have a factory installation of SARS, but it's not an alien viral infection. It's actually your support and recovery system. And the microbial entities and agencies living in your body, which are mistaken for viruses, either erroneously or deliberately, are actually healing agencies. So what we face here is the complete turnaround of the paradigm of virus and the conversion of that paradigm into a healing paradigm, into a narrative of recovery and healing for the human species. And that is one of the aims of Sophia's correction, right here, right now. Hey, not bad, huh? Clear enough so far. Now I'm going back to my screen, trying to follow myself, which is one of the difficulties, one of the great challenges. That's a delightful challenge. Trying to follow myself. The narrative of the virus is the virus. There is no such thing as a virus, but there is one specific case of viral infection on this planet. One exceptional case. And the exception proves the rule. And I intend to demonstrate that to you. I'm taking the special measure of making some of the talks I'm releasing now directly available to registered visitors on Nemeta, so that you can follow me on this, and some of you who may be new to this material can do the homework and catch up with me so that you can be current with others who have been informed on these matters for a good many years now. So I said, be careful what you call a virus. I call it the Wuchan Wu-Wu. Not Wuhan, Wuchan. And it's like the panda of viruses. It's an adorable little panda virus, right? Coming out of China. Some people are calling it the CCP virus, Chinese Communist Party. You can also call it the commie virus scam, the commie pest. There is a commie pest on this planet. There is a pest in the house. There is a pest in the habitat. And bear in mind, listen closely, Gnostic Intel informs us explicitly of the origin of this pest and how it got into the human species, how it got into the petri dish of the planetary laboratory in which you live. It is an alien intrusion. It is a foreign installation. And it can indeed be said that the nature of the alien archontic pest is exobiological. So there is one exobiological virus operating. But it's unnatural. It comes from outside the habitat of nature. It comes from outside the natural setting of the matrix of the planetary animal mother where you live, where the human species arises. It's unnatural. So what's in a name? Well, the old magic, the old medieval magic says that when you command, when you know the name of a demonic being or an angelic being, you have command over that demon. So I'm going to propose to you a word of great power, and I assure you that you can conjure power with this word, with this name, by keeping this name in your imagination and staying in the narrative of the Sufyanic vision story. You already have the essential key to command the demon who is this alien parasitical intruder. As you probably know, I'm sure you're following the subtext here, the game is rigged in the world event, on the stage of events, and in the sphere of social intercourse. The game is rigged, massively rigged, so that you cannot say the name of that alien parasite intruder. As a matter of fact, that's not true. You can say the name, but the game has been set up so that if you do say it, you are under threat of serious consequences. But you can't say it. You are free to say that name. Now, in PT, we call them the Archons and the Zenosh and the Zads. So we use those names as specific vocabulary of Gnostic Intel. But hold on, it gets even better. You see further down in the notes, Faustian theme, the Mephisto meme. Well, gee whiz, Mr. Wizard, it even rhymes. To play the Faustian theme, repeat the Mephisto meme. Mephisto is the name of the demon running this psyop. So when you use that name, as your mind searches for the source behind it all, the hidden cause, say Mephisto. conjure Mephisto. And every time you use that name in attempting to understand this extremely nefarious and complex psyop, well, bingo. You have control over the demonic forces, the diabolic forces that are at the origin of this psyop, who are actually running it, 724. Now, some of you may recall some talks during the GNE between March 2011 and March 2014 dedicated to the topic of Mephisto rules. Now, that's a play on words. In the first place, it's a statement, it's a sentence. Mephisto rules, period. That is an alert. That sentence is an alert to the very great fact, which can only be explained from Gnostic intel, that there is a third-party intrusion, an alien intrusion operating in the world event on Earth. Mephisto rules, but it's also an expression. The rules of Mephisto are Mephisto rules. And the Gnostic teacher who instructs you in the manner in which your mind is designed to learn, as no one else does, gives you practical formulas for mastering Mephisto rules. As long as you don't know the Mephisto rules, you see? For example, this would be, there are only three or four Mephisto rules, by the way, but this would be the top one to learn right now. You cannot see what you are not allowed to see, especially when what you are not allowed to see does not exist. So remember Sandy Hook? That was a hoax. You can include that in the inventory of hoaxes. And remember how you were not allowed to see the carnage. Mephisto rules. You cannot see, that's a fact, what the authorities do not allow you to see, especially when it doesn't exist, when the evidence doesn't exist. Carry that rule forward to the present pandemic mania. In fact, you cannot see the evidence that this so-called virus is more extremely contagious and more extremely lethal than the normal flu. You cannot see the evidence for that. Why not? Well, you can answer it yourself. The evidence doesn't exist. So you are held in the power of the authorities who are deceiving and manipulating you when they hold back from you evidence that does not exist. There, you already have one key Gnostic instruction of how to overcome the magic, the diabolical psyop magic of Mephisto. By the way, I just might mention in passing, much to my delight, and of course, as ever, feeding my enormous sense of self-importance, when I talk to you, I pause. There are certain delays in the phrasing. And in those delays, I'm also transmitting to you, and I am in fact deleting some of your neuronal and cerebral code through the gaps, through the silent transmission, which is technically called silent intonation. I speak to your heart without words. I speak to your mind through words. But I don't ask you to believe me. I don't even ask you to trust me. Trust your own experience and see if you do not find that upon listening to these recorded talks, a kind of refreshment occurs in your mind, a refreshment of the files that carry truth, veracity, confidence, humor, and deletion of the corrupt files in your mind. And that is such. So to proceed, let's see if I can follow my notes here. I provide you with a little bit of decoding of this term, COVID-19. It refers to communism. Communism is the planet-wide program of the alien intrusion. It is the triumphal agenda of the archons and their vectors, their vector race, the racial Zenosh, and all the accessories and enablers to the Zenosh. Vid is a Proto-Indo-European root you find in the word wit, in wizard, and it is cognate with the Sanskrit word vidya, which is the direct translation of the English word wisdom, which in turn is the direct translation of the Greek Sophia, which is the name of your Aeonic mother. You all have two mothers, the genetic mother who gave you birth, and the Aeonic mother, Pam, the planetary animal mother. So her name is actually coded into the title, the technical name given to this virus, and the number 19 in Talmudic Gematria is the number of the Goyim who are the targets of this virus. I've been talking for many years now in interviews and in monologues, apparent monologues, and affirming that there is only one viral infection on the planet, but the exception proves the rule. So what you may do as newcomers and visitors, guests, and what you may also do as veterans of PT, Tantrikas, Shaktas, who have followed my work for years, is to review what I have said about how this archontic plague came to our world. Also, while you're at it, review the history of hoaxes going back to the beginning of the 21st century. 9/11 was a hoax. Sandy Hook was a hoax. Global warming is a hoax. The Federal Reserve System, the entire economy of the world, is a hoax. The media is a hoax. The educational system is a hoax. The SJW movement is a hoax. Make a list, make an inventory of all the hoaxes, and don't forget the Holocaust. And now think about denial, Holocaust denial, Sandy Hook denial, Federal Reserve denial, climate change denial. So in the case of every hoax, there has been a healthy response from some TADs, that's a word for people, TADs. There's been a healthy response of denial, refutation, calling bullshit, refusal to go along with the scam. And why would this be any different? Why would it be any different? Why would you assume that this alleged virus, the coronavirus, is also not a hoax, like climate change, 9/11, the Holocaust? Well, many people are caught in this. As a matter of fact, you can look at the internet now, and this is what I'm doing. I am turning off anyone who talks the narrative of the virus. Anyone. And that includes people I've watched before that I've trusted who have proven to be voracious and perspicacious regarding some of the problems of deceit, division, and domination. 3D evil. 3D social evil. Deceit, division, and domination. Well, many well-meaning people who've done their homework have exposed the truth about that program of 3D evil. And yet they're falling into this scam. Don't listen to anyone who perpetuates the virus by perpetuating the narrative of the virus. Just select them out. It's great. It's a great way to eliminate various material from your attention and save your attention for what matters, and put your attention on the Gnostic intel that comes to you on Nemata. It is unique and exceptional, and you will not find anything like it anywhere else in the world. So once again, following my notes, I draw your attention to the comparison between the 9/11 PSYOP and the current PSYOP. There are two outstanding similarities. Now, there's one outstanding similarity and one outstanding difference. First similarity is that the 9/11 PSYOP depended upon the general ignorance in the minds of the TADs, the people around the world, about physics. It is a fact of physics that you cannot destroy a skyscraper of steel-reinforced concrete with the metal cocoon of a passenger plane. It's just a fact of physics. It's also a fact of physics that the fire produced by the burning of jet fuel is not hot enough to melt steel beams. So, the 9/11 PSYOP depended upon a general ignorance in the population of those two facts. Likewise, the current PSYOP, the crowning virus, I'll explain that trope in a moment, depends on ignorance, the general ignorance of biology in the masses. But this ignorance of biology is also shared by medical experts, doctors, epidemiologists who have bought the lie or error or combination of lie and error of germ theory. So if you listen to those excellent talks on virus mania by Carolina Markolin, you'll see that she explains that already at the time that germ theory coming from Pasteur was introduced, others came out and said that it was untrue. And she reveals also that even Pasteur himself admitted that he had faked the evidence. So there is plenty of evidence that there is both error and fraud in germ theory. So you have the information now to confirm what is really happening in the microbial support system of your body, and to understand that viruses, as conventionally defined, do not exist. And look, here we are, just a couple of months into this PSYOP, and you have this information offered to you. Remember how long it took after 9/11 for people to work out that it was an impossibility for those events to have happened in the way that they were said to happen. Now we come to the great difference between those two PSYOPs. The 9/11 event was a PSYOP, an attack of trauma-based mind control inflicted on the public. In this case, the COVID-19 PSYOP is a psychodrama that actually enlists the public as panic actors in the PSYOP. So those people who are going around the world in compliance with the authorities are contes, who are wearing masks and gloves and self-isolating and doing what the authorities tell them to do, are actually running the psychodrama being perpetrated on them to destroy their freedom and to lead them ultimately to an end game, which is mandatory universal vaccination. Hence, the next talking point, the Zenosh endgame. The word coronavirus, crown virus, encodes the intention of those who are running this PSYOP. To them, it is a means to an end. And remember that one of the rules of Marxism and communism is the end justifies the means. What is the end? Well, it's the crowning event. You can say that the virus is like the toast. They want the nations to be toast. You know that expression? You're toast, meaning you're over, you're finished. By adopting and supporting the narrative of the virus, you're actually drinking the poison and drinking a toast to the triumph of the Zenosh, which can be expressed in the Jerusalem meme. So those who are actually the racial vectors and perpetrators of the archontic plague present themselves ultimately as the saviors of humanity, who are performing the correction of the world. So they have in their mythogen, in the guiding myth of their race, they have a concept of correction, but two can play at that game. Those who follow the Sophianic view of life, yeah, they have their own concept of correction. And so now it comes down to the battle between these two paradigms of correction. The Faustian theme, the Mephisto meme, I've already covered that point. You'll find in this text brilliant quotations from Goethe's Faust, which show that Goethe could foresee in his visionary intelligence, in his creative imagination as a German genius, germ theory, he could see the vaccine program. And so in those passages quoted by Stefan Lanka, you see how he has revealed this. And other passages in Faust are completely staggering in the way that they reveal the presence and operation and characteristic profile of the alien parasites in this experiment. So if I find a moment, I would love to share with you some of those passages from Faust, which are brilliant to read, can be quite funny, and yet are extremely revealing to the nature of the diabolical deceit in this PSYOP. Now, I want to say just something about my speculation. I don't often speculate, but I have. And when I do, I tell you I'm speculating. So I am speculating that about testing positive for the virus. There's another bit of language in the narrative. Do not repeat that. Do not be a language zombie. Do not mindlessly implement their narrative. Do not say so-and-so tested positive for the virus. Never say that. In my speculation, I presume that human animals around the planet may be carrying a microbial tag that has been planted, that has been disseminated through various delivery systems, like things you touch, like the plastic composition of bottles, like the ink on receipts that you touch at the counter when you purchase something. There are many ways that the enemies of life could have delivered already into the human body a microbial entity, which is simply a tag or marker, but it is not an actual active virus, because viruses don't exist, nor is it a viral bioweapon, although they would love it if you thought that it is. So when I talk about the tag or marker, bear in mind that I'm speculating. It's just my personal theory. Revelation of the Influence. Now, this is a dynamite title of something I'm working on, which is an answer to the meme, Revelation of the Method. So I won't say any more about that now, but I can assure you that it is premium Gnostic intel. What is the influence? What is influenza? What is the flu? What is coded in this word? Well, it is the influence of the righteous third party. It is the influence of the carriers of the archontic virus and those who enable them. So there are genetically and racially identifiable carriers of the archontic virus. I have described in detail how that viral infection happened through the use of the milk of aphids to introduce a kind of nanobot particle into the neuronal system of the human animal. So there are on this planet some human animals belonging to a particular racial group who carry the archontic parasitic infection in their neuronal circuits. But they are the only ones who are literally infected. The Semitic languages, Hebrew, Arabic, and Aramaic, played a key role in the delivery of the archontic virus so that it could infect a certain vector group. And these two vector groups who speak these Semitic languages, Hebrew and Arabic, carry the literal neuronal or neurological infection. But the infection, as I've explained, the archontic infection also operates mimetically. So those who do not have the actual neurological condition, which is a condition of neuronal contamination masked behind L-DOPA, those who do not have that literally in their brains and throughout their nervous system because of the way it has crawled down the spinal column, infecting all of the nerves running off the spinal column. That's called The Tingler, an old Vincent Price film. Those who do not have the tingler on their back and the specific material substance of the infection in their brains nevertheless mimic the behavior of those who do, because the archontic virus, if you will, the only one true virus that exists, operates mimetically. The Greek word is mimesis, M-I-M-E-S-I-S, not to be confused, although Inevitably, it is confused and identified with the current popular meme of the meme of mimesis, M-E-M-E-S-I-S. You have to watch that clip about the tingler, by the way. I'll provide a link. And bear in mind that the tingler is the monster of fear on your back. So fear is the primary weapon in this PSYOP, as it is in all PSYOPs. That's fairly obvious by now. Again, the Gnostic intel would inform you that the authorities do not need actually a weaponized virus in order to attack and bring down the goyim, the nations. They only need a narrative of that virus. They're fakers. They only need a phantom menace to operate their program of trauma-based mind control. They need a phantom biological entity and a narrative about that entity. And they have it. But there is, in fact, no such existing biologically real entity. It's a phantom virus. It's a phantom influence. And that influence is now reaching the consummation of its works. All right, so far so good. Now I'll see if I can bring this talk around to its conclusion. You know, John Lennon wrote this song, Imagine, which begins with the line, Imagine there's no heaven. And recently, a woman who is a prime agent of the Zenosh, who played Wonder Woman, I talked about this during the Mandela Effect Decoded, has come forth with a video singing the song from John Lennon, which is actually a lullaby of Marxism. So if you happen to come across that, you see her face, what could be more innocent? What could be sweeter, kinder? Look at that face. It's almost like a child's face. There's a play on neoteny here. The goyim, the races, are neotenous. Well, let's give them a mirror of their own childlike, innocent, loving, generous neoteny and feed it back to them in a poisonous way. That first line, Imagine there's no heaven, is an assault upon the imagination of the nations. It is a very great fact that in all the nations or races of the world, with the exception of one, there is a concept of heaven. Among the Native American Indians, the Aztecs, the Japanese, of course the Christians, they all have their concept of heaven. But among the Zenosh, and particularly that vector group of the racial Zenosh, they have no heaven. So when she sings this, imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's no countries, imagine there's no boundaries, this is a lullaby, a toxic lullaby to put a spell on you. I warn you about that. It's worth going to look at it. And as you look at it, hold up your field of resistance to that nefarious propaganda. Finally, the Aeonic Mother signals her support. Some intel came in this morning, and I'll dedicate another unit to describing what that is because it is so delightful and so magnificent. So for right now, I'll conclude by just going over the required studies. Go look at the link on black propaganda, and you will see that a nefarious agent of the racial Zenosh who worked for British intelligence said that the whole war was won by war atrocity propaganda. Again, the difference is that the enemy, the Nazis, were falsely accused, they were scapegoated for performing certain atrocities, whereas in fact the atrocities were being performed on them and are still to this day. And so there is a hoax, there is an historical hoax in the narrative of what the Nazis actually did. And you can read about war propaganda against the Nazis by going to the Myth of German Villainy. War propaganda is inherent to the current PSYOP, but you are not merely the subject of war propaganda, you are also recruited to spread the war propaganda. So every time you say, confirm cases, precautions taken to prevent the spread of the virus, you're actually contributing to the war propaganda that is the primary tool in the assault on your humanity and on your survival. Do not repeat that language, even in your mind. If you want to see how the third party, the righteous third party, operates and how they invent frauds which are manifestly absurd and ridiculous, go look at the Treblinka archaeology hoax. It's absolutely brilliant. It's a laugh a minute. Finally, if you want to read in depth The Controversy of Zion by Douglas Reed, which is a big, heavy read, a deep read, will show you through the evidence of hundreds of specific facts how the Zenosh handle global politics. They have already chosen the next president. They've been choosing the presidents since the time of the First World War. So Douglas Reed shows you and gives you the evidence of this. So that's really deep reading. So, in conclusion, just want to point out that there is a line from Faust that you can repeat again as a kind of mantra that reinforces your clarity of mind, affirms your innate intelligence, and arms you against Mephisto. And this formula comes from the mouth of Mephisto himself. The essential principle of empowerment was stated in Goethe's Faust, where the figure of Mephistopheles, or Mephisto for short, comes clearly into view. Faustian drama is extremely revealing when applied to the current crisis in the world and in the world event, the archonic plague, for instance. When Faust tries to get Mephisto to say his name, he refuses to do so. Well, you know why. You cannot name the Juno-who. Juno-who you cannot name. So Mephisto would not give his name. But he described himself in this way.
Wer bist du dann? Faust asks, and Mephistopheles replied,
part of a power that would alone work evil, but engenders good. This is a rule for overcoming Mephisto rules. The ultimate agency behind this event, this PSYOP, is in some measure supernatural, outside of nature, extranatural, exobiological. And it is part of a power that, left alone to its own devices, without interference or refutation, would work evil in this world. But to those who can confront it and name it, those who confront it and name it find in themselves the power of good. the power to defeat it through goodness. So there's a formula for you. Meditate on that. Use that exact language. Use that precise syntax coming from the great imaginative poet, shaman, and visionary, Goethe. So on that magnificent note, I will conclude this talk. Doing so, let me share with you my sense of confidence and actually the happiness and delight I feel every day watching this event unfold. Not only is it proof that Sophia's correction is manifesting overtly, provably, in the collective sphere. She is not causing the event, by the way, but the event is the occasion for her to achieve her correction worldwide. So I assure you that the consequences of this event obviously are going to be many, but really, really, it presents a turn for the good, a shift for the better, a moment of recovery of human sanity, truly, and a moment for improvement and betterment to be enacted all across the planet.